when you are in a different venue, perhaps one you've never played before, on an instrument that perhaps you have not played until a visit to that town, how long does it take you to become comfortable, familiar with the piano?
Well, that depends on how good the piano is, of course, but I'd say about 2 hours.
If it takes about 2 hours, do you get an inkling early in those 2 hours?
Yes and no. I know you hate answers like
no,
that.
No,
but
no.
Yes, you can tell whether you like the piano and what the qualities and potentials of it are. But then you might try another piece that you're going to play later in the program a half hour after that, and then you have to reassess how you play it. So it's an ongoing thing that takes about 2 hours. It's part of the tricky thing about being a pianist, to have to move from one instrument to another and never take your own instrument. But, you know, I think pianists learn basically how their instrument works, and they can relate that knowledge to all instruments. So there's really rarely any need for being a prima donna about an instrument and expecting all sorts of last-minute work. You just have to make the sound beautiful based on what you have. Now, there are some lemons that you have to just grin and bear it. But
I want to bring Yura Margulis into the conversation. Are you, as pianists, ever jealous of French horn players or violinists because they have that same instrument they practice with, that same instrument they'll take across the ocean for a performance?
Yes and no.
He did the same thing I did.
Yes and no. I mean, some instrumentalists have such beautiful instruments. I mean, violin players, cellists, of course, and horn players, that there is rarely a grand piano that is of that quality. You know, a Stradivari is just such an exquisite instrument, or Guarneri, that we rarely get to play on grand pianos that are of that fantastic quality. For that, I think we are jealous a little bit. On the other hand, no?
We don't have to have an accompanist.
Right.
Or
I mean,
a collaborative musician.
Our advantages, as you know, due to the fact that we do move from one instrument to another, is that we have an orchestra at our disposal, and we have it all in our hands, in our hearts, in our minds, and the instrument complies as much as it can. But the vision comes always from an idea from within, which means, you know, I was always wondering, there are early recordings of somebody like Sergei Rachmaninoff, and the quality of the recordings is quite poor. It's very old, it's mono, and there are background sounds, but the idea of what he wanted to say as an artist, you can hear through all the noise. So the quality of the instrument, the quality even of a recording, is not the ultimate thing that interests me personally. And I don't know if you heard this, Neil, but in Russia they say there are no bad pianos, only bad pianists. They actually say that.
How do you select a program such as the concert you'll have tonight?
Well, in this case, it was really a celebration of the bicentennial of Franz Liszt. So the majority of the works are by Liszt, and I salt and peppered some other contrasting pieces that, while one is very frequently played, the others are almost never heard in recital.
Well, yeah, I'm most interested in how you picked up those contrasting pieces, because if you have a mostly Liszt program, and then it almost puts more spotlight on what isn't Liszt.
Maybe.
And so what?
Well, I think my reasoning was that Liszt is enormous, and it has all the colors and varieties of not only emotion but sonority. And as a foil to that, I chose to open the program with the music of Jean-Philippe Rameau, a French Baroque composer whose music is very translucent, very light, almost see-through like lace, very charming, very decorative, really fine music that also is never played and has taken a back seat to Scarlatti and Bach and really shouldn't. And so that's one of the reasons I chose that. Now, the Prokofiev Sonata came about because the Liszt Sonata, or the conclusion of the program, ends very quietly and ethereally. So maybe out of selfishness, I'm not sure, I wanted to end the first half with a bang, so I put the Prokofiev Sonata on, which is an explosion of color and energy and rhythm. So that was the foil there.
Do you think of a program as if it's a novel, it's a singular experience?
Yes, of course. I think every program should have a flow, and the pieces should match in terms of length, content, contrast. And in the case of this program, the Liszt Sonata is an epic statement that appeals both to connoisseurs and non-musicians alike if they know what it contains. Thus, I'm giving the pre-concert lecture at 7:45. And the program in this case leads to the Liszt Sonata. It's really the central and the weightiest work.
When actors get together, they talk almost exclusively about acting. Lawyers talk about the law. Baseball players talk about hitting or pitching. Pianists get together.
Boxing.
Oh, well, I want to get to that. I want to get to that.
I don't know about that. Oh, it depends. When I think of most of my pianistic friends, we rarely talk shop.
Really?
Yeah, occasionally, you know. But we tend to go into other things.
I agree with that. Same here. Hmm. You talk about life, you talk about art perhaps in general, but not, I mean, fingerings or interpretation or, you know, not really at all.
Every now and then it's nice to have a fellow pianist and you can vent an idea or a complaint or a worry that you couldn't with somebody else. But I wouldn't certainly obsess on that. I don't think even baseball players, when they get together, only talk baseball, you know?
Depends on the baseball player.
Yeah, right.
Now, about this boxing. Collegiate boxer? Boxing coach still? It seems completely opposite of what a pianist would do. Your hands need to be in great shape. They need to be able to play your instrument. Boxing seems to not be the best thing for hands.
Yeah, you're right. That's the obvious.
That's the obvious reaction. Counterintuitive.
However, when most people think about boxing, they think about professional boxing. Amateur or Olympic style boxing is much more protected, of course. Only three rounds in a match. Generally 2 minutes, you use head protection, and I don't do it enough that I'm going to hurt my hands. And an extension of that, just think about a sport where your hands are free, like volleyball or basketball. Mm-hmm. You can bend back a finger, jam something. Well, in boxing, your hands are closed in a fist. On top of that, they're wrapped, and then they're gloved. So you're not going to probably sustain an injury to your hand, although it's a possibility, all right? Anything's a possibility. But it isn't the first thing that comes to mind with a pianist.
The concert is tonight. It is in Stella Boyle, which is a wonderful venue. What else should we know about tonight?
There's a short pre-concert lecture sometime after 7:45. I'll walk out very informally while the audience is coming in and just address them on the pieces I'm going to play.
And there's a reception with cake afterwards.
That is now kind of our standard. We would be disappointed if there wasn't cake. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.